Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon, at least on the East Coast. And for everybody else, I hope you're having a great day. Sometimes, maybe often, we go through challenges and tragedies. Sometimes there's a death or an illness or things happen in our job that we may not be prepared for, or with our kids, or just anything in our lives. And oftentimes it's important that we act, and sometimes we have to act really, really fast. Yet we may not be able to. Our heads may be clouded by whatever circumstances we're facing. We may be grieving. We may be going through a whole host of different kinds of emotions. And so we get kind of confused. Here to help us and here to straighten things out is Cindy Cipriani, who is an author, a clarity coach, and a certified grief recovery specialist. She was featured on the Dr. Oz Show and on my Power Your Life TV show. Yes, with her successful business ventures and experiences, Cindy trains corporate teams with her formula called the 5C Solution, which is an empowering program for employers who are working to help their staff manage grief and the emotional life changes that can also have ill effects not only on the person, but also on the company and on the other employees. Cindy is the author of Moving Past the Death of a Loved One, and her newest book entitled The 5C Solution, The How-To When You Can't Think Straight, is released, I believe. She's going to tell us about that. When Cindy was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder from years of verbal, emotional, and physical abuse about 16 years ago, she had to do something to change the direction that her life had taken. And at that moment, Cindy made a decision that saved her life and that now benefits so many people and businesses. Welcome, Cindy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Joanne?
I'm doing wonderfully. So tell us, let's go back in time a little bit. I hope you don't mind reliving that a little. But what happened during that time period that really affected you? Because it changed your life around. And in a way, not that I wanted you to go through that, but you're helping so many people. So in some way, it's good that that happened. That sounds horrible to say, but you know what I mean.
I know. I think we all go through things that at the time we wonder why in the world or how in the world our life ended up in that direction. And I was one of them. When I was 18, I got married to my high school sweetheart. And I just thought I had my whole life planned out ahead of me, and I had the future to look forward to. We thought we were going to just sail through and not have any problems. And instead, our lives became very tumultuous. My former husband had some emotional issues that I had no idea that he had. And shortly after we had our first child, he told me that he had never known his biological father, and that really bothered him. And so, make a long story short, he could never really get over the grief of not knowing his father, and actually became an alcoholic. And we were closet alcoholics, let's say that, because everybody looked at our marriage from the outside and thought that it was just a perfect family situation. And inside, like many homes, there is a lot of abuse going on. And so dealing with that, the verbal abuse, the physical abuse, for many, many years, all came to a head where I not only lost my family and friends because my religion had ousted us at that point, and I had to really start all over. I was at the point where I was so depressed and so traumatized that I actually was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and actually tried to commit suicide twice. And when you're that low, you feel so alone, and it's very hard to see the light of day. And I realized that when I was in the hospital and looking around at all the women who were in the same ward with me and how lost they were, I had a moment of clarity, and I just realized that I did not want my life to end up this way, that I was going to do whatever it took to not only climb out of it, but when I finally got there, to turn around and help others who may have that same hopelessness and despair.
You know, when we go through those, and that's a really powerful story too, when we go through those moments, like you said, you can't see the light of day, we don't know that there is a light, and we just think that there is no hope, and you said you feel very, very much alone, and that is a part of it, but you were able to shift that in a beautiful way, and you did it for yourself. How did you do it for yourself, because how do you get out of the darkness into light? You had that moment of clarity, but what were the next steps, Cindy, that you took to really help you move forward with your life?
Well, in that moment of clarity, I made a commitment, and my commitment was that I was going to reach out for help. And a lot of times when we're alone or feeling alone, we feel like we want to isolate. And that's really the worst thing to do. I really found out that there was so many people willing to help and programs available that helped me. One of them was down in Glassboro through Robin's Nest, and it was really a lifesaver to me. And I just made that commitment that I was going to find out what steps I needed to take and figure out what challenges were ahead of me so that I could conquer them, and they wouldn't let it stop me from moving forward. I needed a clear path, a step-by-step action plan, and I really wanted to celebrate and enjoy life again. And that's really how I came up with the 5C solution. It's those 5 C's of clarity, commitment, conquering challenges, creating a path, and celebrating. And that's what I help people do now. When you're at that lowest pit of despair, it might be hard to do, but you have to reach out and talk to someone, and you'll see that you're not alone. I just did a workshop at Rowan College on Monday night, and there were 25 people there, and one woman bravely was sharing her story, and as she told her story, which she thought no one else had ever gone through, many of the other people all said to her, "We're going through the same thing." And it was wonderful because they all started talking about their stories and what was happening to them, and suddenly they realized they weren't alone. All they had to do was, you know, reach out to someone and talk to them and share, and there was all kinds of support and encouragement there.
You know, I think that's a really important statement and something really important that people need to do, because when you're in that plight, when you're in that situation, firstly, you do feel alone, and you feel that like those people at Rowan, that nobody else is going through what you're going through. And also there's depending upon the particular circumstances, you can be withdrawn, you can feel shame, you can feel just a myriad of all different emotions. However, when, like you said, Cindy, when you reach out, there is someone who can accept it, who can acknowledge it, who can be empathic, you know, empathetic, who can really understand and help you through that. And that was the perfect example, like you said, with everyone else in the class, who not only were you the support person, but everyone else became that for not only for the woman who bravely spoke out, but for everybody, for themselves.
Yes. I mean, one thing I didn't realize was that the statistics are that 1 in 3 homes have some type of abuse, whether it's verbal, emotional, physical. That's a lot, 1 in 3 homes. So if you drive through a neighborhood, you know that behind those doors, there's a lot going on that you don't realize. And when people go to work, they bring these problems with them. There's 13 million grievers annually when someone, you know, with people who are losing someone to death. There's 2.5 million who are getting divorced. And there's over 15 million people who have some type of romantic breakup. And all of these things is heartbreaking, and they're coming to work with it. And that's why I actually decided to reach out to businesses for their teams, because how do I help more people? Go where they are. Where are they? They're, you know, having to go to work and talk to the person next to them about what's going on.
Although they may not be talking to the person next to them, they may be going to work and keeping silent, and it may affect that. Excuse me, it may affect their work, their capacity to work. They may actually have suffer some illnesses, so it can affect their absenteeism. It can affect so much that also can affect the bottom line of the company. So when you go into these businesses, what does it look like? I mean, you go in, do you initially talk with the CEO or the head of the business? How do you get to work with groups, and then we'll talk about later on their receptivity?
Well, usually I go in and talk to either the head of the company or the head of the HR department and find out exactly what their needs that they feel that their team members are coming to work with. And oftentimes they don't know. They'll just sense that there's a morale problem, or maybe they feel like different people are coming to work and not really being engaged or focused, and they're not sure what the issue is. And so I go in and I do a company meeting with everyone there, and I teach them the 5C solution, and then I meet individually with each team member. And we have a confidential meeting where they can confide in me as to what's going on behind the scenes. And when I find out what's going on behind the scenes, then I can help them get clarity as to how to move forward. They may need to be referred out to a specialist, like let's say they're having financial problems. I'm not a financial advisor, but I certainly know people who are. So we can send them on their way to all these different people that are available to be of help to them.
So when you're meeting one-on-one, I mean, doesn't that get time-consuming if a company has over 100 or 200 people, or are you just going into a selective group? How does that work?
Well, normally I'm working with smaller businesses with 50 or less employees, but for the larger companies, I normally meet with the different divisions one at a time. So they may have a sales department or a marketing department or people out in their field offices. So it wouldn't be the whole group altogether.
But you're meeting one-on-one. So still you're meeting one-on-one with 50 people, right?
Yes.
So how long is that meeting? A half hour, 20 minutes, an hour?
It's usually 45 minutes. And I give them some forms to fill out before we get into the meeting so that they are prepared so that we can get right to work. I'm a person who's very to the point. And that was one of the things with creating Clear Path, is that I wanted tools that people could use immediately, things that they could learn immediately and take home and start using, and not only themselves, but they can go home and teach it to their families. So I've had heads of household who learn this at work, and then they go home and they share it with their spouse and their children, and they teach them how to get clear and move past their problems. So it's really something that's immediate, and it has immediate benefits.
So let's talk, you're talking about the tools. By the way, is your book out yet?
It's not. It's in the process. It'll be released in September.
Okay, great. So when it comes out, you'll let us know so we can broadcast it all over the place.
Yes, thank you.
you're talking about tools. Now, I know you have this five-step program, which is fantastic. What other kinds of tools do you use?
Well, I'm also a grief recovery specialist, and a lot of times people have things that they're grieving. They have losses that they emotionally are stuck in. And through the clarity process, those things come out. Some people come to me thinking that they have a problem at work, and it really has nothing to do with work. It has to do with maybe the death of their father several years earlier, and perhaps, you know, he said something to them, or they feel like they're not fulfilling the role that he wanted them to have. There's all these subconscious things that people don't even associate with a current problem. So through the clarity, we get to that. And then if it is a loss that they're dealing with, then I have the tools from the Grief Recovery Institute that helps walk them through releasing those emotions and everything that's been uncommunicated in their relationship with the person who is not there anymore. It doesn't have to be a death either. It can be loss of respect from someone. It could be the loss of a relationship, a friendship. It could be moving and loss of, the location where they normally were. It could even be a loss of a pet. Many people are very close to their pets, and something happens, and you don't get time off from work for that. So you go home, and you're usually greeted by that wonderful little puppy or cat, and now they're not there. And so that can affect you during the day. So whatever it is, it's amazing to me that probably 90% of the people that I work with have some unresolved grief in their past, that I'm able to give them the tools to work through that also.
How do you motivate people to change or to move past? I know grief is hard, and because grief really needs to run its course, I believe, except if you're hanging on to something for years that you need to release in some way, you really have to have the tools that you said to do that. But how do you motivate people to change and to move forward?
Well, I think motivation is short-lived. There's a lot of motivational speakers that you go and you get all hyped up and you come home and then you don't do anything about it. Instead, I like to inspire people. And inspiration, I think, is different, because if you give them results, then they're inspired to keep going. And so with these tools, they not only are excited, but they actually have, you know, definite steps to take in order to move forward. And that inspires change. And also by sharing them stories of people like myself who have been in the pits of despair and have moved forward. One of the fallacies, really, with dealing with grief is that, you know, time will take care of it. And that's not really true. Time doesn't heal it. It's like if you had a flat tire, you don't just sit by the road and wait for it to inflate again. You need to take steps in order to repair it. And so with our hearts, when we have losses in our hearts that haven't been really dealt with or communicated, time is not going to take care of that. I know people who have lost someone and been divorced for 20 years, and when you meet them, they still tell the exact same story as they did the day they got divorced. So it's not that time is going to help it. It's that you need the tools to move past. And so I think the people are inspired once they get these tools and they're able to immediately feel a difference in their lives.
So you've been talking about tools, and I know we're talking about the solution, the 5C solution as tools. What other tools do you utilize?
Well, I use the Grief Recovery Institute's Action Program, and the Grief Recovery Institute is in California. It was started by two gentlemen about 35 years ago now, one who lost his son and another one who lost his wife. And they came up with an action program that walks people through how to release all of this hurt and the uncommunicated emotions that sometimes we just stuff in our hearts and move forward. And
can you give us an example of that?
Well, one of the steps is, first of all, learning about the fallacies and learning about how what doesn't help. And then the next thing is actually writing a letter to that person in a format that goes through everything you wanted to say to that person, apologies, forgiveness, and actually saying goodbye, not to the person, but goodbye to the hurtful feelings that you have associated with that loss, and then being able to move forward in taking that person with you in a positive way in your future.
And you don't necessarily have to send that to the person, is that correct?
It's oh, no, the letter's just for you.
Right.
You can do it for people who are still living and it's just maybe a loss of a relationship. You never give the letter to the person. It's definitely just for you. It's a way of downloading your emotions and feelings onto paper.
And healing through that process, which is a very important very important step to heal. Because if we hold on to all that stuff also becomes toxic within us, and it doesn't help for us to move forward.
Yes.
How do you inspire people, Cindy?
Well, like I said, I think the inspiration comes from themselves, actually. You know, I tell them stories of people who have overcome the same thing that they're going through, but then also when they see it working for themselves, they're inspired to keep changing. And where you were talking about this toxicity that gets into our systems when we don't deal with our emotions, the Grief Recovery Institute calls those STIRBs. It's an acronym for short-term energy-relieving behaviors. It's kind of like your heart is a pot, and every time you have a loss, even from when you were a little kid, and you don't know how to deal with it, somebody just tells you to get over it, or don't cry, be strong, all these different things, we take that emotion and we kind of shove it down into our hearts. And our hearts start to become full. And then something big happens that turns up the heat, like our heart is like a pot that's full and a lid's on it. And then a large loss happens and all of a sudden we explode. And some people explode into devastating behaviors such as alcohol abuse, drug abuse, isolation, anger issues, all sorts of things that are a normal part of our life but now become exacerbated because of all of this emotion. And so that's why there is Alcoholics Anonymous and NA and all these different support group programs. A lot of them are dealing with the after effects of what happens when we haven't dealt with an emotion. Or some people actually get physically sick and they'll have heart attacks and strokes and high blood pressure. Even the autoimmune diseases are now being researched to see what, not the physical, but actually the emotional effect is in causing them. So our bodies can only hold so much. And at some point, it's going to let us know that we need to deal with all of these issues that we've just kind of shoved down in and are trying to keep the lid on.
You know, I think it's so important because, like you said, when we shove it down, it doesn't go anywhere. It kind of gets, in my view, it really gets stuck and it builds up. It's almost like the plaque that gets built up in your body or in your mouth and in the car. So that's getting built up on some level emotional plaque in your heart. Tell us about this upcoming book.
Well, the 5C Solution book is coming out. The subtitle is The How To When You Can't Think Straight. And the reason I titled it that is because when I was in that position of not thinking straight, and also the people that I talk to, they always say, you know, why isn't there a how-to book of when you're emotional and you can't think straight? I just, you know, something simple that you can grasp. So this book is going to be a little different than most books in that it's very simple and to the point. I know when I was, you know, dealing with a lot of emotion, I couldn't read chapter after chapter, I couldn't absorb it. And
right.
So I'm breaking this down into very simple, again, tools that people can grasp onto right away and to help right away. It's not going to be a real long book. because I'm not going into a lot of the psychological background as to why it works. I'm just, it's a how-to book.
Well, I think when people are in need, they don't want the background. They just want to know, how do I get out of this? And like you said, that you can't concentrate and you can't focus and you don't have, your attention span is really limited when you're going through stress or grief or whatever it is, and you need something fast and you need something that is going to just get right to what the challenge is, the problem is, rather than reading so much. So I think that what you're saying that about your book is really important, because when somebody's going through that, they don't want thousands and thousands of words. They want the tools that you're offering them.
Yes, and it's really the same format I used in the book that I have that's already done, called Moving Past the Death of a Loved One, that's available on Amazon.com. It's a daily reading book with very short, wise tools that people can use, and it's actually, the chapters are aligned with emotion. So if you're feeling angry, you can open the chapter to anger and just read a very short page, and then it has an area for you to actually write how you're feeling. And doing those actions helps you to get out of bed in the morning, helps you to go through the day. And so the 5C solution is actually the method that I use, even with broader strokes. And so it's going to be set up kind of the same way with action tools.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to the release. In terms of this 5-step program, the 5C solution, the last step is about celebrating, but it's not just celebrating at the end. It's really celebrating each step. Tell us why you have that. I understand it coming from my background, but I think it's important for our listeners.
Celebrating is so important. You know, our brains are like a computer, and we're either running from pain or trying to get pleasure. So when you start out something new, it's usually painful. Like if you start an exercise program, it's usually very tough in the beginning. Well, if you associate it with celebrating and actually associate it with something pleasurable, then you want to keep doing it. Your brain says, okay, it's a little bit painful, but it's not so bad. I want to do this again. So what we do is we actually make a list of things that people love to do, fun things, things that they can have enjoyment, and we associate it with each step in the process. So you don't wait until you lose all 40 pounds to celebrate. You celebrate each week when you lose that pound. And that way it's encouraging and, again, inspiring to keep moving forward.
You know, I heard from somebody, and actually there's some research that I don't necessarily believe in, but that many people or some people respond better to a stimulus or to something that's more painful. And so if you give them praise or the celebration, that's not as powerful as giving them some kind of consequence. I don't believe that. I mean, that's not that, I don't think that many of us are made up that way. I know that I respond better to positive reinforcement in the form of, like you said, a celebrating something and coming up with something. What do you think about that statement, though?
I disagree with that completely. I think when we look at people that we train, such as children or even our pets, when we're trying to train them, it's all positive reinforcement that helps people. Now, I know there's certain circumstances where maybe, let's say, someone is in a very bad situation growing up and they resolve that they're going to turn things around, and it actually motivates them because of the, you know, that past experience, it motivates them to do better. But actually giving somebody pain in order to move forward I can't even compute that. That doesn't make sense to me.
I totally agree. It seems backward. It seems that we've evolved in a totally different way. Now, you have this great referral network. What kind of referral, what kind of experts are part of this network?
Well, one thing I didn't know back in the time when I was going through this was all the different nonprofit organizations that are out there that are there to help in all different ways. And so I have partnered out with, you know, a lot of the organizations in the area to help people, also different financial advisors, insurance people, psychologists, psychiatrists, doctors, lawyers, you name it, and there's a network that can be there to help. Every problem has a solution these days. It's just knowing where to find it. And so that's why talking with someone and really knowing their situation, I'm able to place them with a person who's not only going to be an expert at that problem and getting it solved, but also have the empathy that goes along with it. Because a lot of people are in their occupations because they've been through a situation and they want to help other people.
You know, I also think that it's important that you have this referral network, because when people are going through such challenges, to continuously tell that story or to reach out is one, overwhelming. It's also very challenging and time-wise and emotionally. And so it's as though you're bringing all these people to the businesses and say, here, you know, maybe this person can help you, or this business, or this nonprofit. And it allows them to feel easier about receiving help and even asking for it.
Yes. And if anyone, you know, out there is listening and they have a particular problem and they feel like they don't know where to go for the solution, I would be happy to help them. They can just go to my website at clearpathbycindy.com.
And for your book?
My book is Moving Past the Death of a Loved One. It's available on Amazon.com. And my new book, The 5C Solution, like I said, will be out in September. But you don't have to wait that long to benefit from it. I'm giving classes and weekends where we do the whole thing together. Also, I'm doing workshops at Rowan University and college. So there's free things out there that they can come to also.
Great. So clearpathbycindy.com. Cindy, thanks so much. I think what you're doing is very important work, and I think not only are individuals benefiting from it, but companies are benefiting so from it too. So thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you. It was such a blessing to have you invite me on your show. I really appreciate it, and keep doing your good work too.
Thanks. My pleasure. Take care. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next week, we are changing gears, and May 27th at noon Eastern, we're going to have Dr. Terry Gordon, who wrote a book that's called No Storm Lasts Forever, and he's going to talk about his personal adversity with what happened to his son. I don't want to steal his thunder about it, but what happened to change him and his family, and how he does business, and how he actually had turned the family tragedy into personal and family growth and enlightenment, and the blessing and the messages that you can too. So remember to tune in next week on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to find out about upcoming shows on both Power Your Life Radio and Power Your Life TV, go to DocWhite.org. That's DocWhite.org. There are also some free articles and blogs, and find out about wonderful people. We're also going to be launching the Power Your Life Network. It's under the radar right now, so I'm just telling you that in a few months, wow, I'm really excited about this, and more to come. Thanks so much for being here today, and remember that you have the power that's within you to really do anything that you set your mind and your heart at. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again, and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.